This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. I, like you perhaps, listened to a conversation about the Oregon standoff on NPR this morning. The tone was one of bemusement at the rural ranchers who would believe that what they're doing is in any way defending the Constitution. Let's get up to speed. Anti-government protesters, who believe themselves to be pro-citizen, by the way, are refusing to leave a federal building in Oregon. They describe themselves as militia members. What they are is an armed group of citizens who say they are taking a stand against a government they accuse of overreaching its authority by pushing ranchers off of federal land. Now federal and state law enforcement are bracing for what many news outlets are calling a long-term standoff. It could be a long-term standoff. The incident rings a few bells for those who remember another standoff with the feds in Texas more than two decades ago. I believe it was 1993, when federal law enforcement laid siege to a compound just outside of Waco. It was a religious sect known as the Branch Davidians. They barricaded themselves for nearly 2 months. That siege eventually ended in the deaths of 82 people, a significant number of them being children. So, what, if anything, was learned from that moment in history? And how might that have shaped the law enforcement response to what's going on in Oregon today? Dick Revis covered the Waco siege for the Dallas Observer and later went on to write a book, still in print, called The Ashes of Waco. Dick, I understand you were telling me that those guys in Oregon probably know your name, right?
They probably know me. A lot of them still, how do you say, the book's still in print and they're reading it.
What went wrong in Waco, and how did that affect officials' response to these kinds of scenarios?
Two or three things went wrong in Waco. The basic one was that the FBI did not understand the theology of the people with whom it was negotiating and tried to dictate to them what Christianity would, the FBI thought, would prescribe rather than listen to them explain what they believed. I don't think we have that problem in Oregon.
Okay.
The people there are not agreed about what God wants them to do. The other mistakes the Federals made were that they held daily press conferences. What they did was deride the Davidians. The result of that was they stirred up a national lynch mood. People watched what they said in the press conferences and said, go get them. The third mistake they made was that they didn't let the relatives of the people inside Mount Carmel, the building where the Davidians lived, they didn't let those relatives go visit. The visitors, what they wanted to say was, get the heck out of here. I don't want to see you die here. You're mm-hmm. my son or you're my daughter.
Right, right.
And to heck with what you believe, I don't want you dying. They wouldn't let anybody in. And there was another standoff in Montana, 1996, where the FBI brought in an expert who understood the ideology of the people holed up there.
Uh-huh.
They let relatives visit, and they didn't hold press conferences. And what happened was the people who were holed up surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has never admitted any error, but they changed their behavior.
Now, let me think about how this might apply to the current situation here. You mentioned a national lynch mood. Are you concerned that the FBI or that the ATF or that federal officials are setting the appropriate tone when it comes to how they're discussing this incident in Oregon?
It seems to me thus far they've done that. They're standing back and keeping a low profile.
So that, you think, is a direct result of what happened in Waco?
I think that's one of the lessons they learned from Waco, was don't inflame the situation by creating publicity.
What does this say about who we are as a country as here we are starting 2016, and I think a lot of folks thought that the so-called militia movement had sort of died down in the mid-90s after the Timothy McVeigh incident. Where are we today?
Well, I think it's probably coming back as a spinoff from the general right-wing direction of especially Republican politics.
Dick Revis covered the siege at Waco for the Dallas Observer. He went on to write a book called The Ashes of Waco, and he's been speaking with us from Dallas. Mr. Rivas, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.